I think we left off dealing with the following question. I think nothing that I said was particularly clear. So we'll try to do it one more time. Okay? That's what happens when you try to rush at the end on a Thursday before Shabbos. The question was this. Let's just look at it in the Gemara again so we have the full context, so we understand what we're talking about. But it's important to understand because it's a question that all of you asked on your own. So we need to try and understand it. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Shemate mehochei Usha, I heard from those who had been traveling through Usha, Shehoyu Omrim, that they said, Minayin lechazaka shigim oshanim. How do we know that a chazaka is 3 years? Now again, what exactly is that question? Is not 100% clear. Is it asking on the whole concept? Is it asking specifically on the 3 years? I don't think we saw the lashon of the Ritva, right? But the Ritva makes it very clear. Right? The Ritva is very clear. The question is, why is it three and not pachos, not less? The lo yoser and not more. Why should it be less or more? So he spells it out. Im tfisason raya, if a tfisa we've had so many times, tfisa, right? If you're holding on to it, the fact that it's in your possession, if that is a valid raya, kimetaltalin like metaltalin, right? We've said in the past, if I am holding on to an object, I'm holding on to the sefer, then the assumption is that the sefer belongs to me. Because the chazaka is called mashatach hatyar adon shalohu. The easiest way of interpreting it, if any question arises, is that whatever is in my hand belongs to me. So if the land is like metaltal, and then as soon as the guy is there, we should say the same chazaka. We don't need 3 years. And v'im ain't tvisas in raya, but if holding on to it is not going to be considered to be a raya, why? Because land, people are always going in and out. There are so many other plausible explanations as to why a person is in a piece of land other than being the owner, that land alone is not a raya. So he says, then it should, then the olam lo ave chazaka. Okay, same way, right? So why is it ever a chazaka? So the Ritva is telling us, it's really on both. It's what is this concept and why is it 3 years? Because it does not seem to shtim, it does not seem to jive with anything else that we know about chazakas. In which case we are in new territory, which I think we've all had a sense of already. We should have in mind all the holes that are on the board. Everything that we've said, and what we know until now does not work. And that's really what the question of is all about. Rabbi Yonah said similar. Parish Mishur Amud on the Maiden the Tussas in the Yotze Kol Davar Mechazkos Meshona V'Omre Chazaka Shuba Achshav. That now after 3 years we suddenly go with the status quo. Why? We don't know why. Oh. So what does the Gemara say? We learn it out from Shur Amud. Mishur Amud. Mashur Hamuad, what's the drasha? Just like Shur Hamuad, Kevan Shenagach Gimel Negichos, as soon as it gores 3 times, Nafak Le Mechezkas Tam, Become Le Mechezkas Muad, it leaves being a Tam, and it now becomes a Muad. Hachanami, here also came in the Achlatz Lashanin, once you eat for 3 years, Nafak Lo Mechus Mocha Vekam Le Mechus Lokayach, it leaves, Nafak, it leaves the Mechus, the ownership of the Meicher, Nima Arer, guy number one, and it goes into possession of the Lokayach, Mr. Number Two. Oh. What exactly is that comparison? We're still not sure. But how do we understand that what happens at Shur Mud is the same thing that's happening over here? And the Gemara asks it as a kasha. The Gemara says, if it's really true, so mashur hamuad anagicha revius lo mechayev, hachanami ad shan revius lo kaima birishusei. So says the Gemara, 1 second, if you want to learn it out from shur hamuad, then I should need 4 times. Why should I need 4 times? Because when do you pay nezek showing? Full damage, which is the practical ramification of being a shor hamuad, that only takes place at negicha number 4. So here also, it should be at number year number four. At year number four. And the Gemara rejects, I guess let's just read it. We didn't read it last time. I don't know if that makes it easier or harder. Let's just look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, that cannot be. Hochi hashta, are they really the same? Hasam over there. Where is over there? By Shor HaMuad. Mechi nogach shosh negichos havi muad. As soon as it goes, it's a muad. It's a muad. Ve'ina idach ki lo nogach ma l'shalem. It's a technical problem. What do you want him to pay for if there was no fourth negicha? But that doesn't mean he's not a muad. But over here, came but here, as soon as the three happens, it changes the rishus. You don't need that fourth thing. And the question that we are struggling with is, I think intuitively, you all understood, like the maskana of the Gemara, that when we're comparing it, the only reason that you need four negichos when it comes to Ishur HaMuad is for practical reasons. So what's the Havelina of the Gemara? Why, again, we gotta take Havelina seriously too, right? Why would the Gemara and the Havelina be comparing the Ishur HaMuad to the Chezkas Gimel Shonim on the level of what is the Mechayiv and Nezek Shalim, as opposed to what is makes you into a muad? Yes, Sam?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. So what's the Havamina of the Gemara? Right? The only way, l'chora, to understand the Havamina of the Gemara, the only way to understand that is that the Shor isn't really a Shor HaMuad until the fourth time. In which case, what is it after the third time? Right? What is going on here? Oh. Let's see the Tosfos on the bottom. Let's try to approach this way. I'm going to get back to the svara that I was trying to say about the Marakama. We will be need to get back to that, but maybe let's look at the Tosfos on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, and maybe that will help us a little bit. Ad Negicha Revius L'Mechayev, Zok Tosfos, I don't understand. Tema L'Ri, the Ri has a Kasha. What's the Ri's Kasha? Our Kasha. Right? Demai Parich! What's the kasha of the Gemara? Ha-hachi yalif mishur amuad. That you're going to learn out mishur amuad. Mahasam hu... How do you want to learn out mishur amuad? Mahasam husuk nagchan shalosh pamim. Hachanami husuk shaskun bishalosh anim. Im gay mishalosh anim veda kamalei bishusei. So Tosos here, as you say, kill two birds with one stone. Tosfos was able to address two kashas. Kasha number one that Tosfos was able to address is the kasha that we said from the beginning. Is what does Shor HaMuad have to do with the Chezkas Gimel Shanim? Other than being the same number, three and four, what's the connection between the two? When it comes to Shor HaMuad, we're trying to say that there is the simple pshat, is that since this behavior happened three times, this behavior is likely to continue. And therefore, the Bialim, the owner, has to take responsibility to watch over the shore and make sure it doesn't happen. If you don't watch over the shore, it happens a fourth time, you're a Pesheya! You're negligent! Who do you think you are? You have to be responsible for the fourth time. But then how does that carry over to here? What's the chazaka over here? Right? If we said, again, we said this chakira last time, and we said, no, the pshat in Shor HaMuad is that it reveals that the nature of this animal was always that way. So then we could say, the Chezkas Gimel Shanim reveals that this field always belonged, not always, but always since the, prior to the presentation of that shtar, but for the last 3 years, belongs to the Lokayach. But if we don't say that, It seems very difficult until Tosfos comes along. Tosfos says, no, you know what the Gemara is trying to say? The Gemara is trying to say, it's just like the Shor is Huchzak Naglim. Now we know, we have the Chazaka that this is its behavior. You have to be concerned that this behavior is going to repeat itself. That's what Chazaka when it comes to three times is about. It's the same thing with, again, there are some poskim that suggest that there's a Chazaka when it comes to davening for the Amud. Davening for the Amud. Right? You know those people, you start davening for them and then you can never get them back down again. So they invoke this. They invoke this. That some of the poskims. Oh, I have a Chazaka! Where does that come from? What do you mean, a Chazaka? It comes from here. Because where else is there such an idea of Huchzak Gimel Pamim? So apparently, they're extending it. Those poskims that just like over there, you. The behavior happened three times, you're allowed to assume the behavior is going to continue. So it's right, not happened three times, my behavior is allowed to continue. It certainly is not the pshat that it's a glowing milsal and afraid that I was always destined to daven for the Amud. There are people that think they're always destined to the Amud, those are usually the ones that you don't want davening for the Amud. But there is such a concept. So how does that play over here? So Tosfos says it in passing. In passing, right? Mahasam Huchzak Nagat Hachanami Huchzak Shaskin. Shaskin. Oh, what's the pshat? The pshat is that there seems to be that there's never going to be an error. If there's never going to be an error because this guy's been witnessed three times of you dominating the produce of this field and taking it for yourself, then he's not going to say anything in the future. That is a raya that it belongs to, but it's on the behavior of the ma'arer that is repeating itself. If that's true, says Tosfos, now we have a kasha. What's Tosfos' kasha? Our kasha. Right? If the pshat is that the Havamin of the Gemara of the Shemruad was that just like the shore after three times the Suchzak Nakhan, so too the Moich after 3 years of silence is Huchzak Shaskin, he's going to be quiet. So why would we ever look to the Negicha Revias? Right? What does that mean? Until the negicha revias is a practical concern. You can't pay for something that didn't happen yet. But the chazaka is rooted in the same behavior repeating itself again and again and again. And once it happens again and again and again three times, we assume it's going to happen again. So I don't understand, says Tosfos. In Cain, Mishalo Shanim Ve'elach, after the 3 years, Kamalei Rishusay. It's already in his Rishus. So again, so Tosfos is asking our Kasha. I don't think you need to say Tosfos' Pshat in order to ask our Kasha, but in passing he tells us what his Pshat is, and it's good that that's his Pshat. Because again, it deals with a different problem that we had. So what's the answer? What's the answer? The Oimer Ri, says the Ri, the Soka Daitach, the Maksha, the Havamina of the one who asked this question. What question? This question of the Gemara. That if you're learning out from Shor HaMuad, then you should have to wait for number 4. What was the Havamina? The Hachi Yolif, that this is the way that you learn make the drasha. Ma hasa michinaga gimel pa'amam nofak le mechatzi nezek le nezek shalem. Just like over there, after you have an agicha three times, you switch from chatzi nezek to nezek shalem. Hachanami kevan she'achla shalosh shanim v'lo micha, after you eat for 3 years and nobody protest. Naf galei merishus moicher l'rishus lokeach. Just like over there, the payments change, so to here, the ownership changes. How did Tosfos answer the question? And to make it matters worse, Tosfos adds these few words at the end. Afagal demilsa below taimahu. Even though this is something without a reason. If it's something without a reason, then don't say it. Right? So what's going on? What simple pshat in Tosfos, right? And Tosfos asks our kasha. But he builds our kasha on the premise that it's based on the behavior of the repeating itself. Based on that, he doesn't understand why you would need a fourth time. Therefore, Tosfos seems to be saying you have to learn a different pshat. It can't be that it is based on the behavior. In the Havamin of the Gemara, it must be that just like after Gimel Negichos, you leave the category of an animal that needs to pay, meaning you're not a Tam or a Muad, we look at the Chiyuvim, because that's what the Gemara is looking at. You leave the category of an animal that's Chayiv for Chati Nezek, and now you're an animal that's Chayiv for Nezek Shalem. Nezek Shalem, you enter the category of Nezek Shalem. So too, after 3 years of Achila, without protesting, Nafka Leimer Shizmochel Shizokayach, it leaves the Rishus of the Mocher and enters into the Rishus of the Lokayach. How does that answer the question?
What does that mean? It leaves the Rishus of the Mocher. Didn't he buy from him?
Yeah. Well, we don't know. He's claiming that he bought it from him. Right, so the pashtus is whenever we're, again, assuming that it's not a kinyan, then every time we're seeing any of these languages that sound like it's leaving, then the answer to that is that it's leaving the chazaka. Meaning now who is the default owner and the other person has to prove in order to get him out. Right? So that's what that line would now mean, is that nafak le merishus mocher, it's no longer in the rishus of the mocher to have the chazaka and the lokeach has to show a shtar in order to maintain the property. Now it's the other way around. The lokeach is in better position, and the mocher is going to have to prove, and the mocher is going to have to prove to get him out. And even though this whole thing makes no sense. So what's going on?
Just a question on that. That's after 3 years, it goes from, after 3 years, the mocher has to bring araya.
After 3 years, if the mocher is ma'arer, again, within the kasha, this is exactly what the Gemara is trying to ask, but theoretically, what we're assuming is that after 3 years, when the mocher is ma'arer, then as long as the lokeach says I've been here and I have a proof that I've been here for 3 years, then the ma'arer is going to have to be the one who has proof. If it's before 3 years and he can prove I've been sitting here for 2 years and I haven't said a word, then we say get out.
Right, even though the lokeach was there for 3 years.
Even though he was there for again, 3 years is the cutoff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand the second question, Tosos, on the answer that we kind of gave.
Tosos only asks one question.
You have a question on the answer.
I have a question on the answer you gave? Wait, what is it? Again, Tosos, in passing, by saying his pshat in the Gemara, answers a question that we had previously about how to understand this. So Tosos is saying that it's a chazaka of behavior. That's how Tosos learns it.
Right.
Based on that, Tosos has a kasha. Because if it's going to be based on that, he has the same kasha that we had in the other direction. Right. So now Tosfos learns the pshat. Tosfos says the havamina was that everything is defined by payments. So if it's defined by payments, right, that you're a chatzi nezek going to nezek shalem, so then it doesn't have any nafkamina until after the 3 years. So too here, even though Milsa below Taimahu. So what's Tosos answering? And what is Milsa, again, what does Milsa below Taimah mean? If it has no Tam, then again, with all due respect to Tosos, then don't say it. Right? We don't even have an illogical svaros just because we're stuck. And sometimes we just throw up our hands and say we're stuck. Yeah.
So Tosos is saying in the last 3 years, words like he's admitting that there is no
accurate
reason to turn it back from
Mishra Mubah,
but that's just what we do.
In the Havamina?
I guess.
Maybe. Again, so Sam's suggesting that, I think what you're suggesting.
The Masifta
suggesting. That Milsa below Taima doesn't mean it makes no sense. The Milsa below Taima, meaning that, not that my answer makes no sense, but that the connection to Shor HaMuad is a weak connection. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
So I think something along those lines. But I think we have to tweak it a little bit. And I think this will bring us to what I was sort of trying to say last week. Because again, it can't be, two things it can't be. First of all, we have to figure out the Tavachan Tosfos is, it can't mean that Tosfos just says, even though this makes no sense. It has to be more than that, right? Oh. So the Chora Tosfos is saying is this. According to the way that I understood, I being the Ri, right? The Ri understood that what's the pshat in the connection between Shor HaMuad and Gimashanim, that it was based on action, on behavior repeating itself. Which means that the same way that the Shor now we suspect is going to repeat its conduct, so too we expect the Ma'arer to keep being quiet. Right? That was how Tosfos introduced it. So Tosfos, right, says, according to Anya, said that the three times of Hufzik Shaskan, just like three times is Hufzik Nagchan. So the limud from Shor HaMuad to Chezkas Gimel makes a lot of sense, because it's about predicting future behavior based on the past. However, according to the Makshin, but according to the one who's asking the question in the Gemara, in the Hava Amina that you look at the Chiv of the fourth time, right, it seems to be that three times changes our perception, right, of the status. Changes our perception of the status. So now, how does that carry over to Gimel Shanim? So that's what I was trying to explain last time. That what is the connection of the original Mocher, the Ma'arer, to that land right now? He has what we call a Chezkas Marakama. Right? He is the original owner. Right? Marakama just means first owner, original owner. Why does being the Marakama give him any right? Why does it tell us anything about right now? So the answer is that if we don't know otherwise, then generally we assume that the past can help us define the present. So if the present isn't clear, but we can look back to a clear past result, so then that past result of there being a Marakama can tell us that you're the owner right now. That's the svara of Marakama. Oh. So the Hava Mina, that you look at the Chiyuv of the fourth time, it seems to be that that three times changes our perception. So now, the same way that we no longer look at this animal as an animal that is going to generate a Chiyuv of Chati Nezek, but rather the one that is going to generate a Chiyuv of Nezek Shalem. So too, now there is no longer any compelling reason to look at the Marakama as the owner. It's been too long. So that the three times changes our perception, and therefore what I'm left with is the Muchzak can't be removed because I have no reason to remove him. Does that mean automatically that it belongs to him? Not necessarily. Meaning like this. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in Shor HaMuad? If you're not a Tam, are you automatically a Muad? Or do you cease being a Tam after three? But you're not really a Muad. You're kind of in no man's land until the fourth time actually happens. But you're not a Tam anymore. What's the nafkamina? Well, there may not be a nafkamina in Shor HaMuad land. But if you want to learn from Shor HaMuad to something else, there may very well be a nafkamina. And what may be emerging is that in this hafamina that you're looking and saying, wait, if you don't look at it till the fourth time, then you know what you're saying? You're saying that it doesn't just switch immediately. And if it doesn't switch immediately there, then maybe it doesn't switch immediately here. Why wouldn't it switch immediately? Why wouldn't we say, oh, if the Marakama's not there, then maybe the Musak automatically becomes the owner? It's because we have two different chazakos that are not very strong telling us to define the present. Right? The past isn't doing a good job because that Murakama is so far back and hasn't said anything. But this guy hasn't really done anything going forward. Right? Because his muchzakus of the 3 years doesn't make it his. So he understood it as a kingdom that makes it his. All that did is remove the Murakama. But that doesn't mean that I'm the owner. So now I have a conflicting bad chazakos. I can't really use the Murakama to define the present, but I can't really use the present to define the present either, because it's weak. That was the Hava Amina of the Gemara. So what am I left with? The Muxa can't be removed, even though, and maybe it's what Tosos is saying, it's a little bit of a Milsa below Taima. Because what's the Milsa below Taima? The Milsa below Taima is we don't really have a compelling reason to say that right now the field belongs to the Muxak. But we also don't have a way to get him out. So what emerges is that by default, even though it's not the Limud, right? The Limud itself from Shir HaMuad does not tell us, at least in the Hava Amina, that he should be able to be viewed as the Muxak until the fourth time happens. Because it should be parallel. But practically, what do we do in the interim? So even though it's Milsa below Taima, it's not logical that it should be the Muxak more than it should be the Marakama. The fact that he's Muxak in and of itself gives him the right to remain. Even though we don't really have a reason, a compelling reason to view him as the owner yet, if we're learning it out from Shor HaMuad. So again, if we understand like that, so then it answers the question and explains what Tosfos is saying about the Milsa below Taima. Again, it's similar to what I think what you were trying to say. Milsa below Taima doesn't mean it doesn't make any sense and we're just making it up an answer. Milsa below Taima means there isn't a compelling reason from Shor HaMuad that this person should be the owner right now. But because it's enough to take it out of the rishus of the mocher, because three is enough to say that it's no longer chatzi nezek, so those are parallel, so there's no longer a marakama. There's no longer a marakama, then what are we to look at? The only thing we're left to look at is the present. And this guy is here right now. So even though really it should, in theory, be a fourth year that strengthens it, we practically have no way to get him out. So it's not logical that we should say that it's his. But for practical reasons, we have no other way to really define it. So again, the Milsa Taima is saying the connection between Shor HaMuad and the Chezkas Gimel does not actually explain why this guy should be in after Gimel, but it allows it for it to be true. I think it's still a little confusing, but I think it's a lot clearer than it was on Thursday. But again, stemming from Tosfos, you're stuck saying something like that. Yeah.
Isn't Shor HaMuad reversible?
Isn't it reversible? Let's say yes.
How we sort of constant state of being.
Well, in theory, this is reversible also.
Meaning if I was the one who was there for 3 years and I left for
again, the full details of every nuance of the Gemara is going to get to those later. But right now, day one after year three, this is all true. Moshe thinks he has the right to ask a question on Zoom, but hold on.
Even within the assumption that the Shor HaMuad only after the fourth goring does it actually become a muad, are we assuming that means you have to do the entire fourth year to get the chazaka, or does it have to be going into the fourth year by the field?
It's a good question. We don't know the answer to that question. Now, part of the reason that we don't know the answer to that question is because it's just a half amin of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is going to reject this. So it's important because the fact that such a half amin could exist, the Gemara took it seriously, so we have to take it seriously. The simple reading of the Gemara, I think, I don't know. I would have thought that you need Hachanan Rabbi Yitzchak. I would have thought that you need the full year. That's how I would have thought.
Not really enough for me to, really.
Because you're going to say the first day afterwards, you're going to be doing it. There's an interesting ritzvah that's going to bring this, you probably saw it already, that I think will bring this point home a little bit more clearly even. Okay, we're good? Oh. Now again, the Ramban has a language which really supports this line of thinking. Says the Ramban, like this. Gotta hold a cup of this Ramban. Says Ramban, Mishor Hamuad. Lonis Chaverli Ma Inyan Zo Lazo. Again, I don't know if we saw the first part of this Ramban last week. If we didn't, it's because I don't know, but either way. I don't get the connection. You feel a lot better when you see the Ramban. That's what we were all thinking. Other than the number three, these are not the two things that I would have thought are connected. Aval Nirash Lakati Kishum, it appears to me, this is the reason that we connect them. Lomar, to say, Kishem Shishor Amuad, Kevin Shanagat, Yemom Negichos, just like the Shor Amuad after it goes three times. Yotza Me Osach Azaka, Shel Tamus, not Tamus, death, right? Being a Tam, it's no longer a Tam. Afkan Yotza Sadazum, Chazaka Shel Moicher, right? Simutur, we said this to some before, we're trying to define it, right? We're talking about the Chazakos. Once it leaves the chazak of the mocher, then now the burden of proof is on the mocher if he wants to kick the mafsik out, the lukeach out. He has to bring a raya, because the mafsik is there. Continues the Ramban, this is the critical part. This is the kash of the Gemara. This is exactly what the Gemara was asking. Klomar, apapisha yotza mecheskas shotamos. Listen very carefully to the beautiful language of the Ramban. Right, if you read the Ramban too quickly, you don't get the nuance of what he says here. The Ramban says exactly what we just said. Even though apapisha yotza mecheskas shotamos, even though after three times it leaves the chazaka being a tam, lo nichnas lechazaka shemuadus ad pam revis. But it's not a muad until the fourth time. What is it? It's in no man's land. It's in between. Does it have any nafkamina? Maybe not. By Shor HaMuad. Does it have nafkamina for us? Absolutely. Hachanami, Yeroso. Lo nichnas soda zu becheskas halocheach ad shana revius. You're right. He lost his grasp. And his cheskas marakama, but is it the full possession of the lokeach yet? No. Afal pishi yotzim ritzam ocher veichu nem on the gamri. And then what the Gemara is questioning is whoa! Why are we giving the muchzak the open full belief? Maybe he should have a little bit of an advantage, you know, like with a deuce in tennis, and you get a little bit of an advantage, but you don't win the game. Maybe he has a leg up, but he doesn't win. So what would happen? What would happen during that time? What would happen during that time? Says the Ritva, something absolutely unbelievable. I mean, we saw this Ritva, you know, it's just one line in the Ritva. Us is something that will knock your socks off, even when they're frozen to your toes. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says like this. We saw the first part of the Ritva already. So it's on the, it's in that same piece that starts with Shor HaMuad. He writes, Uparchinan, we ask the Kasha. It's on page Tess, if you have the top of the page is Tess on the of the Kovates on the right hand side of the column. If you have the other one, I don't know where it is. Uparchinan, three lines down, De'im came b'shalashanim, if that's true, that we have this connection. then if we're looking at the negichos, them came b'shalosh shanim in 3 years, tepel b'rishus meicher, it should go out of the rishus of the meicher. Avaloti kanes b'rishus logech ad hashana revius dumya d'shar amua. Right, it should not be his till the fourth year. Because even though after three it's no longer considered to be a tam, doesn't actually pay nezek shalom to the fourth time. So neither one should be stronger than the other one. So then what should happen? V'neima kol da'olim galar. Whoever's stronger gets it. We had this in passing in the first semester. Right? Different types of situations. Kol da'olim galar means fight it out. Fight it out. What was the lumdish way that we explained of Kol da'olim galar? What is Kol da'olim galar basically saying? Beis Din is being misalik themselves. Usually Beis Din involves themselves in paskins. Kol da'olim galar, Beis Din says, there's no clear raya. We can't answer. And then for you know what? Good luck. Fight it out. Right? There's a machloka, as we saw in the Rishonim, whether you can constantly fight. If one, after one person gets it, can the other person grab it back? Fine. That's an unbelievable ritva. Because that's exactly what he's saying. Like you almost want what the ritva is saying to be true. Because that finally answers this this question of, well, what do I do in the in-between? Right? Because until now, we said there's no nafkamina to it. Because the fact that the muchzak is in the land, so then that gives him a leg up. The Ritva is saying, but that leg up is meaningless, halachically. If you would be learning out from the negichos, then it would emerge that you're not any stronger. You're not any stronger. And if you're not any stronger, you're on equal playing field. On equal playing field, the only solution that we know of halachically is Kol da'olim galar. Is fight it out. Wow. So again, why is this? Just to summarize, why is this? So again, usually a Cheskas Marakama tells us that the past should be reflected. And listen carefully, right? This is just a quick summary, but I think it's important to understand how these Chazakas work. The way a Cheskas Marakama, right, the original owner, works is that the past should be. Tells us, right, that the past should be reflected in the present. Shoramuad tells us that the present, after three times, has changed. If the present has changed, we can't rely on the past to tell us about the present. But at the same time, we can't rely on the machzik either, because he's the new present. And new present alone isn't enough to say something belongs to you. And therefore, we're in limbo. So until something changes, what could change? Another year of achila could change. Another year of achila could change, because then you're actively doing something. It's basically, it's almost like hefker. Almost like hefker. And therefore, the psak, again, that's the question of whether it's a psak or not, but the halacha is kol da'olim gavar. Now again, all of this is in the havamina of the makshan. It's all in the Havamina. Once the Gemara comes along and says, why are you comparing these two? The Gemara is basically telling us that this is not what's happening. Right? Which is what the Ritva is going to write in the answer. That the answer, the Gemara establishes that a Muad is really a Muad after three. Right? It's not that the Muad is no longer a Tam. It's not that the Shor is no longer a Tam after three and only becomes a Muad after four. The maskan of the Gemara is, no, you got it wrong. It switches. As soon as it's no longer Tam, it's a Mu'ah. There's no man's land for a Shor. And the same thing is true by a Chazaka. And therefore, if you were there for 3 years, and you have a Taina, right? That Taina doesn't work, but then you have a Taina, then you are going to practically, you are going to be the owner at that moment. The only reason that you need a fourth negicha is not to establish it as a muad. It's just from practical purposes. There's no other nafkamina to you being a shor hamuad other than having to pay. Good? Is that clear? Any questions? Nice. Fine. So let's stop here, because the next thing is the next part of the Gemara. Again, we're going to have to kind of go slowly, but we're going to have to go